The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Our goal is to try and win the Stanley Cup. And we're one of the favorites, and that's a good position to be in. It doesn't guarantee anything, but to be picked as one of the favorites going into the season means you're doing a pretty good job with your roster.
They are not only one of the favorites, they are the favorite. Joe Sakic's Avalanche, the favorite, again, when it comes to winning the Stanley Cup. Sandy Clough sitting in for Stink, who is out this week. And the team, when you look at it, yeah, there have been some changes. Everyone talks about the changing goal, and that is not insignificant. But you look at the top 10 scorers for this team a year ago. 8 of them are back, including the top 7. Their core 4 on defense is back with some additions that we'll talk more about throughout the course of the morning. But they got the stability on the coaching staff. They got the stability in the front office. You know, there's no reason not to expect this team to be there in the end.
Two questions on the team. Obviously, between the pipes, we've talked about some already. And the other is how quickly the young players will blossom, and how good are the third line forwards J.D. Compher and Tyson Jost? Both have to score between 15 and 20 goals this year, though they play on the third line, the checking line. Can Newhook be a player for them right throughout the season? It's those third and fourth line forwards. Depth scoring, that's really the issue. The second line should be fine, especially with Burakovsky on the wing. And, of course, tonight McKinnon's out with COVID. He'll miss one game. So they'll be a little shorthanded this evening. Taves will miss the beginning of the year. But on defense, boy, you look at when they're healthy, Makar, Taves, and Girard, there isn't a better defensive trio in the NHL.
And we can see,
dare we say, reminiscent of the big three from back in the day. The Messiah, Rob Blake, and Adam Foote.
Yeah, don't forget about Bo Byram as well.
Yeah.
All right, next on the Morning Brew.
We just have to start the game with a little bit more urgency and get into it quicker. You know, a lot of things go into that. You know, guy gets beat, you know, makes it look like everybody's lethargic, but they're not. But the fact is, we've had it happen.
Yeah, this is a theme around this team. Vic Fangio talking about the need for more urgency at the start of games. Teddy Bridgewater saying, hey, maybe we need to like do goal line drills during warm-ups just to get ready to go. That to me is flat out inexcusable. The idea that you're not ready to go, you don't have a sense of urgency. I mean, you guys haven't done anything the last 5 years to be able to come out and ease your way into games.
Can you believe that Vic Fangio, in not even 2 1/3 years, has had 8 losing streaks? 8! Robert Red Miller, the coach who magically directed the Broncos to their first Super Bowl in 1977, in his first year as a head coach, didn't have a 2-game losing streak until his 45th and 46th regular season games. And those are the final 2 games of his 3rd year in 1979. And yes, I do go back that far. So it's astonishing to me. Now, Red Miller is a much better coach than Vic Fangio will ever be. But it's astonishing to me that this team has dealt now in each of Fangio's 3 years with losing streaks of at least 2 games.
Well, if it becomes 3 this week, his seat gets exponentially warmer if you do not win this game. Because of, next on the Morning Brew,
4 years into a 10-year contract, and his ouster comes, essentially, ironically, during Monday Night Football.
Yeah, right. It has been fascinating to watch ESPN cover a story that happened while Gruden was working for ESPN with all these emails. The Gruden fallout being felt around the NFL. Tampa Bay is taking him down from their Ring of Honor. And the NFL is petitioning the NFL to release all the
NFLPA.
Excuse me. The NFLPA, yes, is petitioning the NFL to release all of the Washington football team emails, which I am all for, because one thing that's quite clear here, Roger Goodell, never forget, Roger Goodell is hired by the owners. His job is to take all the slings and arrows for the owners. So it is fair for the NFLPA.
Settle down just a little bit.
Sorry, Jerry, that means you too, to wonder how and what is included in these emails involving Daniel Snyder and the Washington front office. So, yeah, let's get some full transparency on all these emails.
Hear what Aaron Rodgers said? Green Bay yesterday on the Pat McAfee show. Hey, man, it's time to grow and evolve and change and connect. That expletive doesn't fly.
Love Aaron Rodgers. Still lighting a candle for him every night. Still lighting a candle. Next!
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Garcia delivers. There's a fly ball to right field. Well hit. Bryant going back to the wall. And it is gone! Mookie Betts goes the other way.
Yes!
And the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead.
Dodgers radio. Ken, Joel might have been there. He lives in L.A. He lives in Southern California. You may have been at the game. He'll join us later in the show. Can we make the Dodgers and the Giants I don't know how the math works here, like a best of 32 or something like that, 31? I love watching these two go at it.
Absolutely. And do you have the same feeling I do? Dodgers shut out in game one, score 9 in game two, shut out in game three, scored how many last night? 7?
Yep.
Shut out in game 5. It has that feel to it, where the Dodgers will outscore the Giants over the course of the 5 games, but the Giants will win the series. It's just great stuff. And they have never met before in an extended playoff series. They had a couple of playoffs for the National League pennant in 51 and 62. The Giants won both of those, but they have never met these two storied rivals. I mean, the Yankees and Red Sox have all kinds of postseason history, right? The Giants and the Dodgers really don't. So this is a treat, and you're exactly right. With all due respect to your Red Sox and the Houston Astros,
everybody left.
Could this please, Atlanta, could this please be the World Series?
Yeah.
And just make it best of 7. Nope. Change the rules. Make it best of 7. And whoever wins, shut the season down and crown that team champion.
Okay. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up next, plenty of reaction to what we've been talking about already with the Broncos. Vic Fangio has definitely got the bullseye on his back for Broncos country this week, should he? And much more on the Avalanche and how they're shaping up. Will there be a hangover, or is this a hungry team coming off what happened in the playoffs a year ago? That's all coming up next. Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.